It's like the word nigger, you know, they use that expression quite a bit. He does all that. Anything, because he even said to me once, he said, you know, you're the smartest nigger. I said, wait just a moment. I just don't particularly, knowing you as I do, I said, I think your background should just tell you one thing. To me, it's a berated individual. It's a subpar. It's something that's underrated. It can be, as far as I'm concerned, race has nothing to do with it. This is just an individual that's beneath our level, whatever we want to consider it. And he said, oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. I said, well, I'm telling you so you will know. He said, well, I said, no, I know this is what you said all your life. And you refer, every time I've heard you any number of times saying this thing around here, and you refer to him as an adjective, so we even distinguish him from somebody else. He said, that nigga this or that nigga that or blah, blah, blah. And I said, this is definitely, in my book, it's no incrimination is what I'm concerned, but you lower yourself in my estimation because you make me think that you are so unintelligent that you can't accept an individual for what he is rather than to care, to put him in a category and say that they, and that's no such thing. I said, I don't call anybody any derogatory name and I don't expect you to call, refer me to that. He said, well, I'm sorry. I said, well, you're sorry. And it isn't going to change you because your attitude is not going to change. He said, but, well, he's beholden to me because I saved his job and I've done a lot of things personal for him and that sort of thing. And he never refers to me as this anymore. But whenever he gets ready to talk about John, Henry, or whoever, that nigga so. Well, of course, a lot of people do that. But I said that it's a depraved situation. It's a person who has to use cursed terms in order to express himself. That's the way I look at it. A lot of times people just joke about it, and if they're joking, well, I say, well, okay, this is where you have to joke. But I don't see where it really has any importance. I'm not sensitive about it as far as that part's concerned, because I've lived with it over the years. But I just feel that when a person uses those expressions, they are really not aware of what they're saying. It's just a colloquial expression. Many people up and down the street will hear me use the same thing, and I have just as much resentment for them as I do anybody else.
Well, have you ever heard black people use terms for white people? Is that
yes.
A term that,
yes.
What kind of terms do they use?
Well, the same as peckerwood or whitey and that sort of thing. I don't think that's, you know, I think all of this is the same category. I don't see where it fits. I think if you're intelligent, you're supposed to be able to just say this man or this woman, regardless, I mean, without regard to anything else. If you want to describe him or his background, that type of thing, that's something that I think that you ought to be intelligent enough to make it known who you're talking about. If you say, one of my relatives, well, who is one of my relatives? Some of my relatives may be anybody. How do I know? I mean, I don't know who one of my relatives are. I haven't traced my family tree to that extent. I could say that everybody in here is a purebred this or purebred that. And that's the way I evaluate it. So, I mean, to me, it's just... when you say the American people, then that's enough because you have everything here. And this is the melting pot for all races, and this is why it's America, to me. But to some people, it isn't that. So. But I don't argue with them. I let them take their side of it.
back to animals. Other kinds of animals. What are these bushy-tailed animals we see in the tops of trees around here?
Oh, squirrels.
Have you ever heard that called a boomer?
No.
What colors are the squirrels that you see around here?
Brown and gray and mixtures for the most part.